I'm joined by Michelle Kelman from the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Iowa. She is joining me today, and it is happening on 10-10-2020. But it is the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and it is going to be happening, but it is going to be happening a little bit differently than it has happened in the past. We had Michelle on within this past month to talk about the Walk to End Alzheimer's and how it is going to be. There'll be a lot of the things that are the same, but some things are going to be different, and you can walk pretty much any time. But the fundraising is underway right now. Is that right, Michelle?
That's right, Steve, and good morning. Yes, we have teams and participants who are actively fundraising in the community. Some of some very unique and creative fundraisers going on online and then social distance fundraising as well. And they are raising funds for a world without Alzheimer's and all dementia.
All right. Now, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, you will be, it will not be at the, it will be, well, it will be at the, at the Port of Burlington, but a little bit different. It'll be at the Port of Burlington where you'll have the Promise Garden. That's where all the flowers are going to be out there. You will have the, all those flowers that will be out on the actual grass. Is that right, that day?
That's right. We'll have a drive-through view-only Promise Garden experience, which will be lovely, down on the riverfront. Everyone's used to that, and we will also have that beautiful opening ceremony. Only this year, it will be online, Steve. We want to make sure that everyone is safe, and health is our top priorities this year for everyone involved. So even though it looks a little different, it might feel a little different to people, we are still passionate about ending this disease and others like it.
So all of the Promise Garden flowers will be out there, but again, the ceremony itself will be a virtual online online event with all of the things that that go into that ceremony, including a guest speaker. Do you have a guest speaker that is picked out for this year?
So our online ceremony will be a little bit shorter, but we do have what we call our walk main stage, which will be housing our opening ceremony. It's really a great interactive online event experience. Kind of think virtual reality, if you will, Steve. It's really something that I haven't seen any other event do, and I'm really excited about it. You can upload a photo to what we call our Promise Garden photo mosaic, along with individuals around the area, and share why you're walking and maybe whom you're walking for. You can connect with other participants, with our national teams, with our sponsors. You can find out more information about our resources, and all of this is interactive and engaging. We're also going to have some great monthly speakers. So walk isn't just a daily experience. It's a movement and something that you will want to come back to main stage and be involved in throughout the year, not just on 10-10-2020.
Exactly. Now, 10-10-2020 is when you will have the Promise Garden that will be on there, and that will be the first time that you can actually see the virtual ceremonies. Is that right, Michelle?
That is correct. So our opening ceremony will be live streamed, and then we'll be on demand after that on the morning of our walk, 10-10, at 9 a.m., you simply go to our walk website. We encourage you to register first and then click under walk details, and you will be able to go right into our main stage and watch our opening ceremony event.
Aha. So the opening ceremony, both it'll be live streamed, but again, also available for use anytime. So you can check in on that ceremony. You can do your walk anytime between, 10-10 and whenever. Through the end of the year, is that right?
That's right, Steve. So fundraising goes clear to the end of the year, December 31st. So if October 10th, you have something else planned, or, you know, maybe you sleep in that morning and you miss the opening ceremony and you're like, it's raining, I don't want to go out there, you can choose a date and a time and your own path that works for you. We're encouraging those people to walk in small groups or with close family and friends because of the pandemic to keep everyone safe. But you can choose that date that works for you. And we have all of these opportunities and engagements, which were what we call on demand. And you can live stream them whenever it works for you, Steve.
So what sort of interesting fundraising ideas have people been doing and have they been coming up with, Michelle?
Well, one creative one has come from one of our Mount Pleasant teams with Sunnybrook, and they did a Let's Flush Alzheimer's toilet fundraiser. So Cody Fleetner is the lead for that team in Mount Pleasant, and he came up with painting some toilets purple, and they've been making quite the rounds in Southeast Iowa, especially in the Henry County area. And it's kind of a twist on the flocking, where a toilet shows up in your yard and someone has pain to flush out Alzheimer's, and then you pass it on to the next person and you make a donation or buy, quote, insurance, so it never comes back to your yard again.
All right, but the bottom line is still the bottom line, and that is still raising funds and helping to end Alzheimer's, helping to at least what the first cure. Find the what? The first person, the first Alzheimer's victim cured of Alzheimer's, still looking for that first person. Is that right?
That's right. So we're looking for our first survivor. If you've been a part of our walk in the past year or so, we have a white flower that symbolizes that hope for the future. And we are still holding on to that hope. And fundraising, whether it's kind of creative, what you just heard me speak about, the flush out Alzheimer's, or if you do a Facebook fundraiser online, or you make a personal donation, all those funds go to help us find that first survivor, which is vitally important. And we know we're going to get there one day, Steve.
You know, I have been seeing interesting things, medical things, saying some of the research that's been going on. And there has been some breakthroughs, but I don't know. Can you give us an idea of what the most recent, I guess, research possibilities are?
Well, we have a lot of things that are going on right now, and I would encourage people, first of all, if they have a smartphone or they can get on the computer, we have this great Science Hub app, which will give you all the updated information. You can download it from the Apple Store for your phone or from the Google Play for your Android, and there's some amazing things that are happening. We just had our Alzheimer's Association International Conference about a month ago, and some things that came out of that were some exciting things that were happening from the best minds and the best researchers around the world. So some of the key takeaways were studies on some common, you know, vaccines that were tied to lower risk. You know, I'd encourage you to read up more about that in regards to the flu and pneumonia vaccinations. Those were very interesting coming out of that. They're talking about a blood test that's on the horizon for Alzheimer's possibly. And one of the key proteins that are involved, the tau protein, along with beta amyloid, they're doing some specific interesting clinical trials regarding that. So those biomarkers are always something that they're looking at in the field of science as well, so that we can find those hallmark proteins that might show a risk factor in the future, or be able to determine now if you have one of those biomarkers, you might be diagnosed in the future with this disease. So there's many new things. I could talk about this, and we could go on quite a bit, but I encourage people to really download that Science Hub mm-hmm. app and learn all the cutting-edge research and information, what's in the news, and you'll be able to determine also what's fact and research-based, which everything from our association is. Some things we find on the internet or maybe from other sources might not be fact and research-based, but you can trust the information from the association that is based in current science and research, what's happening.
And again, you do have a goal. What is your goal to raise, the fundraising goal for this year?
Our goal this year is $68,000, a little more than we raised last year, which is wonderful. I know we can do it. And we are currently almost at $25,000, so we are getting there. We have another couple of months, month and a half, so, and we are really excited to be able to put these funds back to work in the community to support people with free services, care and support, education, along with all the other vast array of services we provide. And then also a portion goes to support research for a world without these diseases.
Well, again, it is 10-10-2020. That's when the opening ceremony and the Promise Garden will be there, a live stream. But again, that live stream will also be available to be watched at any time, and you can do the walk anytime as well between then and the end of the year. So we encourage you to get on out there and, again, get some ideas on fundraising, and you can flush Alzheimer's away or come up with your own ideas. But whatever you want to do, get out and do it. And, again, Michelle, we'll talk more about what's going on as we get closer to the event, okay?
Sounds great, Steve. Steve, can I leave the website real quick for if anyone has any questions?
You bet. Go ahead.
You can visit alz.org/walk, alz.org/walk. Or if you have any questions, feel free to call us at 1-800-272-3900. As for questions about Alzheimer's or dementia or the walk or anything that we can be of help with, that's a 24/7 hotline number. Thank you, Steve.
Michelle Kelman, we will chat with you more before 10-10-2020. You can bet on that. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.